The Biden administration is warning Israel would hand Hamas a strategic victory by carrying out an all-out assault on Rafah. The town is Hamas's last major Gaza stronghold, and it's where more than a million Palestinian civilians are sheltering. President Biden has threatened to halt more offensive aid to Israel if it goes through with a major operation in Rafah, and his efforts to reach a ceasefire continue.
Any kind of major Rafah ground operation would actually strengthen Hamas's hands at the negotiating table, not Israel's.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says more civilian deaths in Rafah would only help Hamas's leader make a case against Israel.
More ammunition for his twisted narrative here.
It's unclear if the president's threat to withhold aid would change Israel's calculus. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will stand alone if need be. Republicans like Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton say they shouldn't have to and are blasting the president for abandoning a key ally.
Joe Biden's de facto position is for a Hamas victory over Israel.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.